Ask it or say what you wish.
What kind of electrical property makes an LED work?
What?
What makes an LED work?
Huh? The LED is an ultimate lamp. It's an ultimate lamp. And it works because at one terminal you're putting in negative charge, and in the other terminal at a lower energy you're putting in positive charge. And the two annihilate one another in a transition. And that's the light-producing transition, and it's right in the current path. All of this other stuff is some kind of a secondary light source. The current is doing something, and then that something is doing something, and finally you get light. In an LED, the light is part of the current itself. And that's why it works as it does. It comes out of the transistor world.
And watch this. For asking a question, you get to go up and get an autograph.
What's your name?
My name's Duncan.
Duncan?
Duncan Bruce.
Pardon me?
Duncan Bruce.
Duncan Bruce, but I'm going to just use Duncan. Yeah, go ahead. Bombard me. I know something more beyond LED, so.
So what inspired you to leave the coal fields of Ziegler and pursue like a career?
Well, I was down below, that's coal miner's language, outside the mine is top. And my dad was a coal miner from Eastern Europe, from a place that Andy Warhol called the, a place, an unknown, forgotten, it was a place forgotten by God and man. It was poor, totally poor. And my dad came to America, as immigrants did at the turn of the century, and dug coal for 50 years all over America, all over here in Illinois. I'd like to talk to him again because of a lot of the things that happened. But at any rate, I have been down a couple of times, and he didn't want me in the mines. I had done some hard work on top on the railroad during the war, and that's why my back hurts, because it's been chopped on, and in the steel mill and stuff like that. And when the GIs came back, I was right on the edge from getting drafted. The war ended. The U of I opened up an extension center in Granite City. A lot of people have forgotten there was more than just Galesburg and Navy Pier. There was also Granite City. And after the first year, there was some attrition up here, and some of us could come here. I didn't know people lived this well. I came from the Depression coal fields, and man, this was an unbelievable place. And I thought maybe those big boys from the military that had done radar and everything else would wipe me out, but I knew I had a good math background. And so I thought I could compete with them, and I did. And then when I got to be a grad student, I realized, gee, I'm just beginning. And so I stayed on working on microwave tubes, and John Bardeen came, and that changed everything. I realized that John was a little bit different. And that he was coming from a different direction, and the guys I was with thought I was a nut, a fool to leave what we were doing to go fool around with this thing that looked a little bit just beyond a crystal set detector. And, they missed it. Iliac was being built. They wanted me to come on that project that was all vacuum tubes. That's a monster. Von Neumann knew there would be only a couple of computers because of that massive machine. And he wouldn't believe now that on something the size of your little fingernail, you got more. Well, you're running around with cell phones. Those are computers. Those aren't phones. I'm going to jostle you and tell you that what I tell the local people, sometimes I tease them and call them local yokels. And, well, you know, we're bigger yokels down where I come from. But at any rate, I tease them and say, next to Lincoln, who affected history more than anyone else? And they don't know. And I tell them John Bardeen, but Tim Johnson and everybody else named streets and buildings and stuff after themselves, and not what about John? And that gets us into some interesting discussions. But at any rate, if the angel came from the grave and said, we talked it over with the old man, and we're going to fix you up so you can turn the transistor off for 2 or 3 days. Do you realize I stopped the planet? I just stopped the whole thing? And And this was a place where you could come that had people at that level. Uh-oh. So you know what that teaches you? From shooting marbles, you shoot a bigger game. You know, I was pretty good at shooting marbles as a kid. But I learned to shoot a different game. And you don't do that unless you see it. And the U of I is a place you could see it. And that's why somehow or another we have to keep the U of I going. We have to. And some of our wealth has to go into the U of I. That's more answer than I should have tried to give you.
That one gets this for me. Thank you.
We're old buddies.
Do you have a question?